From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. President Obama's speech this morning on national security coincided with an unprecedented announcement. For the first time, a Guantanamo detainee is coming to the U.S. for trial. The detainee is named Ahmed Gilani. He's accused of participating in the 1998 bombings of American embassies in Africa, as the president reminded his audience today.
Preventing this detainee from coming to our shores would prevent his trial and conviction. And after over a decade, it is time to finally see that justice is served.
So how does the government decide to try a terrorist as a criminal? NPR's Ari Shapiro has that story.
Civilian trials for terrorists are not new to American courtrooms or to NPR's airwaves.
Richard Reed, the 6 foot.
Charges against Sami Al-Aryan stretched back.
Ali Al-Tamimi was convicted.
Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman, who was convicted of
plotting. Notably, Abu Ali was accused.
And Zacharias Moussaoui.
One day after four men were convicted for the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam.
Those embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania led to this case against Ahmed Gilani. What makes this different from all those other terrorist trials is that Gilani has been at Guantanamo Bay for 2.5 years. Susan Hirsch of George Mason University has a personal connection to this case.
For me, justice through a trial is one important response to terrorism.
In 1998, Hirsch's husband was killed in the blast at the embassy in Tanzania. She says seeing Gilani on trial in New York would have a symbolism far beyond just holding people accountable for the bombings.
Given what we've been through as a nation over the last 8 years or so, it's a return to rule of law and to using our legal system to respond to even the worst crimes.
But President Obama said today that not every terrorist can be brought to trial. This is something former Attorney General Michael Mukasey knows well.
There are costs, benefits, and challenges. It depends very much on the detainee and the nature of the case.
Before Mukasey became Attorney General, he was a federal judge who heard terrorism cases in New York. In his first interview since leaving the Justice Department, he said one cost is financial. Security can make a terrorist trial much more expensive than a typical criminal case.
But putting that aside, there can be a cost in disclosure of information, including intelligence, that in the nature of a public trial would come out in public or would be discovered by the defendant.
Given that some of the costs you've described are unpredictable and cannot be anticipated, how do you weigh the costs against the benefits?
That's a very, very difficult balance to strike. And I think that there have to be different kinds of proceedings for different kinds of cases.
That is exactly what President Obama proposed this morning.
Now, going forward, these cases will fall into five distinct categories.
He said some people will be transferred to other countries. Others could be released into the U.S. Some will be tried in military commissions. President Obama said the toughest issue we will face is a group that could be held indefinitely without trial. Then there are people like Gilani, who could be tried as normal criminal defendants. Each of those options presents its own unique challenges. There are groups that object to each option for different reasons. Law professor Glenn Solmacy of the U.S. Coast Guard Academy says, relative to some of the other cases, Gilani's trial may actually be quite straightforward.
Although the person, Gilani, was housed at Guantanamo Bay, the events and the charges that he's being alleged to have engaged in and the crimes he's being accused of all occurred prior to 9/11. These are the 98 bombings when the country and the United States policy was a pure law enforcement approach.
So that's one Guantanamo detainee taken care of. President Obama has 239 to go. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.